2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome once again to Utah Weekly Forum. My name is Bo Walker. I'm your guest host in for Rebecca while she is off. And our actual guest this week is Sherilee Griffiths, the coordinator of Discovery Family Coalition and the director of My Discovery Destination. Thanks so much for taking the time and being with us today.
Thank you for inviting us.
I got to be honest, I got to know what Discovery Family Coalition is. What's your mission? What is your vision? What does this organization do?
So our mission is to bring the community together. Really what we want to do is invest in lifetimes, the lifetimes of our youth. And so our focus is to strengthen families by providing opportunities for free family fun and connecting parents with programs, resources, and the information that's going to help them acquire the skills necessary to raise loving, responsible, resilient children.
That sounds quite ambitious. That's a lot on your plate. Can you really get that done?
It actually is, because really what it boils down to is encouraging families to spend time together. Any type of prevention that you look at, the protective factors for our youth is that family bonding and having that relationship with families. And so our goal is to get families to spend time together. I like to say we teach parents what they don't know and mostly just remind them what they do know. In the process of providing that free family fun, we also throw in the resources and the parenting tips that they need to really strengthen their family, to know how to utilize that time that they're spending with their children, to build that resilience, to be sure that they're giving the youth an opportunity to lead out, that they're providing that recognition, and just that they're incorporating those aspects of family time that are going to help build resilient youth. So really, it boils down to getting families to spend time together. And that's exactly what our adventures do. The research that just came back, which we'll talk about at some point, really shows that's exactly what's happening with our adventures. It's encouraging families to spend more time together. And in the process of doing that, they're finding out how easy it is to spend time together, how fun it is. And again, we're reminding parents that, hey, let's utilize this time. Be sure that you're incorporating those aspects that will help build resilient youth. So very, very doable. And we love doing it.
I agree. And it used to be everybody had dinner together, and sat at the table. And that's when you got to be able to talk with your kids and really invest some time in them. What happened to that? Is it social media? Is it everybody having a phone now? Is it just busy lifestyles? What has prevented that from continuing to happen?
You know what? It's all of those. But that is actually one of the easiest things that parents can do if they realize the power of eating meals together. Mm-hmm. And again, eating meals together, that there's a little more to it in terms of doing it right. I mean, sure, we can all be there looking at our phones and it's not going to have a great impact. But if parents would just realize the power of bringing the family together, setting the phones down for those few minutes, such a wonderful opportunity to talk, for those important conversations to take place, for you to learn about the kids. We have some great adventures that go really well with the mealtime. For example, the chit-chat adventure, which actually comes from Parents Empowered, that is one of the partners that we work with, that provides them with topics and, questions to ask each other and to have that opportunity to really get to know each other. So, yes, if families would just eat together, playing board games is such a wonderful way for families. It's one of those protective factors that, again, we sometimes just forget to do it. We forget how those simple things can impact our youth.
Mm-hmm. Our guest is Sherilee Griffiths. She's the director of My Discovery Destination and coordinator for Discovery Family Coalition. Who can be a part of the coalition? Is it just for certain people or what?
So this is the really important part. There is a role for everyone. We have, as I'm sure most people know, we have a real crisis going on in our communities. It's going to take us all to help get this back under control and to help our youth. So there's a place for everyone. Schools, cities, the libraries, nonprofit organizations, businesses, other coalitions. We love to support the other coalitions that are focusing on suicide prevention and drug misuse prevention and just all of those bullying prevention. We are here to support everyone. And then, of course, the most important part of our coalition are the parents. We're a little bit different than traditional coalitions in that our focus is on bringing everyone to the table and letting everyone contribute where they will. Some groups and people are able to contribute the information that we need to get to parents. Others can help get the adventures out to families so that they can participate. That one of the really neat things about our adventures is that it's available to everyone. We could serve every single family across the state of Utah, but they need to know about it. So the challenge there is just getting the information to families. So some people, that's their contribution to the coalition, is helping families know about it. Others can help with funding. Obviously, there are funding needs and whatnot. And so the businesses could redirect some of their advertising dollars into suicide prevention and help with that aspect of it. So what we do is we correlate with the different partners. We don't have the monthly meeting where everyone gets together around the table and talks about what they're doing or whatever. We have the coalition coordinators work one-on-one with the partners and basically say, okay, what can you contribute? Where can you help? And then we work directly with them to make that happen. And then we send out a quarterly report to all of the members to basically say, hey, here's what together we've been able to accomplish. So it utilizes everyone's time really well. It brings everyone together and everyone is able to feel like they're contributing, but in a way that works for them. There's obviously not a one fits all when it comes to something like this. I mean, every organization, even within businesses, are very, very different. So we're basically just going to each member of the coalition, which is everyone, can be everyone. There's a role for everyone. And basically saying, what makes sense for you to contribute, to be involved?
I love it. There's no one size fits all. You go to a business and they're different as well. What is it that you can contribute? And then you guys kind of make a plan for that. You mentioned these adventures several times. What do these adventures look like? Paint a picture for me.
The adventures are great. So that really is the core of the program. Again, what we're trying to get families to spend time together. So we provide these adventures. They're varied. There are all kinds of different different things. That there's everything from going on a hike to trying to think. There's right now we have some seasonal, the apple picking, the cooking with pumpkin. We have night games is a really fun one that we've got going out there right now. We do two different types of with the adventures. Of course, it's all about each adventure has specific components. So, of course, we have the goal of the adventure. We have what the adventure is. And again, it is very broad. We want this to fit all families. Obviously, the way it's completed for a family with young children is going to be very different than a family with teens or a family that has all age groups. So the goal is for the family to adjust to whatever works for them. We give them the topic and the resources, and then they change that to fit their family. We do have a really important the tips section, which, again, gives the parents the information, or sometimes just the reminder if they're already aware of that. But we've got the tips on how they can utilize that time that they are spending together, sometimes time that they would already be spending together. Sometimes it's new, you know, just having that idea and they're like, oh, let's do this. But helping them, giving them some ideas for how they can really utilize that to build resilience in their kids. Now, sometimes the adventure is fun with the prevention built around it. You know, for example, the night games, okay? Just the topic is fun with all of the protective factors and the information for parents on how to really utilize that built around it. Sometimes it's the protective factor or the information for parents with the fun built around it. So, for example, I read an article once. One of my favorite adventures was an article about a very successful CEO who, in her home, they really focused on, they celebrated trying things and even failing versus, you know, having to like answer, you know, hey, what, how did you, the success, if you will. And she has gone on because of that. She's not afraid to fail. In fact, what was celebrated in their home was the trying. And so mm-hmm. I took that article and built the fun around that so that, so that families would experience that. Oftentimes when we see, you know, something like that, we find the parent, we see a topic that we think, oh, I'm going to read that. I'll set that aside and read it later, which later never happens, right? So what we did was we took that article and we brought it to life. And now not only are the families going to read the article, they're going to live, the whole family is going to live that experience. So again, sometimes it's the fun with the protective factors around it. Sometimes it's the protective factor with the fun built around it so that the family can really experience that together. Then one other thing. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and then the fun thing about that is that then the families, as they complete these adventures, they're able to record that either on our website or we also have an app if for families that prefer to use the app. They record completion and they earn points. And then within those points, basically turn into prizes. So we are rewarding families for doing the things that will help build resilience in youth.
Well, there's some incentive there, isn't there? That sounds great. I love the fact that family took that fear and that try element in that. I hear so many kids that when they're coming up, whether it's something in school or whether they're playing with other friends, you know, they go, I'm no good at this. I'm no good at basketball. Everybody thinks that they need to be a pro when they start. And that's not how it works. You have to start first, practice and get good at it. And the fact that they're willing to say yes to everything, to give it a shot, even if you're failing at it, that's the great part because so much comes out of failure. I love that factor. You had mentioned some research earlier on. What research are we talking about?
So we had about a year ago, a little over a year ago, the state of Utah, Utah Department of Human Services reached out and they had, you know, we had met with some of them and showed them the program. And they wanted to have some research. Bok Harrison is a company that does a lot of the research for schools and prevention coalitions and whatnot. They wanted to have them do research so that, you know, so that we could have kind of the data that is required for, you know, for us to be involved in that realm. And so that we've been working on with Bok Harrison for the past year. And we just got the report back over the weekend. We'll actually be putting together kind of the summary to send out to all of the partners and whatnot. It's lots and lots of pages. So so we're going to summarize that. But a couple of things that, you know, just kind of pulling some quotes out from the report that are really important. It says participants in the two Utah groups spent significantly more time together with their families, felt significantly more connected with their children, and were significantly more motivated to spend free time with their families. Shows the importance of really what is happening. We were really thrilled with that. It also pointed out that participants from the Bear River Health Department group, so we have a grant with Bear River Health Department, and so we're able to provide that full program in the Cache Valley, Box Elder, and Rich counties. And we actually, for this year, will also be working with Davis Health Department and Central Utah Public Health Department. So we're excited about that. But it did show here, so everyone can participate in the adventures, but here in the Dover Health Department area, we can provide the full program. And the report did point out that participants from the Dover Health Department group reported significantly more behavioral impacts as a result of participating than those in the other Utah group. The most frequently selected activity for those in non-Utah group was praising or expressing affection for the children more often. That was 50% that reported that. We were very surprised at how many outside of Utah are utilizing the adventures. Again, once they're out there, anyone can use them wherever they are. They're online. They're, on the app. We actually have different platforms for different people. So we were very surprised at how many outside of Utah are using it.
It's got to be great to know that the data is backing up what you're doing, proving it, that it works.
Yeah, it really is. Another quick thing I'd love to share with you. It says, overall, the most important thing participants learned by doing the adventures was the importance of spending quality time together as a family and how much fun family time can be. Participants learned about new fun activities they can do with their children and about free activities they can do in their areas. Participants also mentioned learning new skills such as communication, cooperation, teamwork, and trust. Super positive.
That's got to be great for you guys to hear that. That's for sure. Our guest is Shirley Griffiths. She's the coordinator of Discovery Family Coalition and the director of My Discovery Destination. Obviously, there's other programs like this, not only probably statewide, but nationwide as well. What is it that makes Discovery Family Adventures so unique and different from maybe the other programs?
So, there are a couple of things that really that we do think is a little bit differently. I've spent my entire life, just a little bit of background, I guess the past several decades as a child, I probably wasn't, but I have been very involved in service, in working with, families and youth. That's kind of been my focus. So I've seen a lot of different programs, and there are some great programs out there. But what I wanted to do with this program is kind of take all of the barriers, if you will, that we have faced, in the past with some of the different programs I've been involved with, take all of those barriers and overcome those, make it something that everyone can participate in.
What are some of those barriers? What are we talking about? Yeah.
So some of the things that are really great about this is that it's an ongoing program. Okay. A lot of the things that we do, it's kind of a one and done. And so you get excited, you go to an event, and everyone's really excited to make change, but then we go home and we forget. Again, parenting, we get busy parenting and we forget. And so this is an ongoing program that families are participating in these adventures, a couple of times a week, weekly, monthly, whatever it is that works for them. Some of them even daily. I mean, we have some families that are using this, they're getting that constant reminder that, this is what I want to do. It focuses on the parent. And that, I think, is a really important. So many of our programs are community-based, and they're happening in the community or in the schools. But our parents are the number one influence on kids. And so it's really important that we involve the parents. And that's really our goal, is to turn parents into the prevention specialist in their home. We just want to support them, but we want them to be the prevention specialist. As I mentioned earlier, it's adaptable to fit all families, types, size, age. There's a variety to fit all of the different interests. It's very flexible. This is not about completing the adventure the way it, comes out of my head onto the page, or whoever is doing that, putting the adventure together. This is just resources for the family, and then we want them to change it up. When it comes to the snowball adventure and having a snowball fight, some families love to go out in the snow and just really get into it. In my house, the snowball fight is with the little fluffy snowballs that you buy at the store. And we love snowball fights around here, but they're inside because grandma doesn't like getting cold.
So I don't blame you.
It's very, very flexible. It's current and relevant. We can put information out there, you know, overnight, when it used to be not very long ago, but now it's like a year and a half ago when COVID hit. I mean, we literally, it was announced on Friday that, you know, that the schools would be closed down. And by Monday, we had an adventure listing hundreds of resources available for families. Wow. Usually these programs, you know, they're developed and then they have to go through the research component and all of that. I mean, the information is 2, 3, sometimes even, you know, 4 or 5 years old. Mm-hmm. With our adventures, it can be totally, you know, it's completely current and relevant. It's natural and non-judgmental. There is no stigma attached. This is for everyone. In fact, if anything, parents can take a real pride in knowing that they have, you know, that they're doing the right thing for their kids. And it incorporates and supports the other programs and proven strategies, as we mentioned earlier. We love supporting the other coalitions. Some of the barriers, you know, the time, schedule, transportation, child care and costs, none of those are an issue because these are done in the home. The parent can, you know, the parent basically decides that when it's going to be done. Excuse me. The attitudes and expectations, there's no embarrassment. There's no perceived stigma. This is for everyone. And so there are no, you know, there's no stigma attached to it. There's no embarrassment or sense of failure. You know, a lot of times the programs are for, you know, at-risk families or low-income families. No, this program is for everyone.
I think it's a great program, but, you know, it's got to cost money to put on. How are you funded?
Oh, yes. So it does cost money, and we are very, very grateful right now. We do have some funding from the as I mentioned, the Bear River Health Department, and as well as Davis County Health Department and the Central Utah Public Health Department.
Wow.
And so we have a little bit of funding to kind of get things going. Ultimately, what we would love to have is for this to be a community effort. We really want for our businesses to just redirect some of their funding, not all of it, but some of their funding. We have a pretty healthy marketing opportunity for them. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously they can get a lot of exposure as they work in our prevention work and as they, you know, provide resources for families and whatnot. So we would love to have the businesses, we'd love for it to be more of a community involvement. We do have some ways also for families right now, that because a lot of families want to be involved in prevention efforts, and they don't really know how.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a couple of fun things. We have a family reunion hunt, so they can basically, just like we do, you know, kind of the adventures, the general adventures, they can actually utilize that same tool that we are using to create a super fun family reunion that they can personalize for their family and bring family from all over the country together while still staying apart. So that's a really fun, yeah, that's a fun opportunity for families to be involved. And we also have, I know it's really too early to start talking Christmas, but we have a really fun Santa Notes program that we will be releasing for families that, again, is a nice way that they can help support prevention, you know, have Santa send cards to their children. You know, very, very inexpensive, but it helps to provide prevention. So we're working in a lot of different ways to try to bring that funding together so that we can continue to provide these adventures and get them, you know, get them out to more families and get the full program out to more communities, because as the research showed, it really is much more effective if the full program is there, if we have those components to support the adventures.
Well, good deal. Cheryl Lee, we have to wrap here, but before we go, if people want to get involved, do you have the website or a phone number, or how do you do it?
For families that are on Facebook, a great way to be involved is to be part of the local Facebook community. You can find your local community at discoverfamily.fun. And that's where we really get tons of information. However, for families that don't want to be on Facebook, or really for everyone, you can text family to 888-403-4140. And then, of course, they can access the adventures as well at discoveryfamilyadventures.com. And anyone, those adventures are out there for anyone and everyone to use.
Cheryl Lee, love what you're doing. Cheryl Lee Griffiths, coordinator of Discovery Family Coalition and the director of My Discovery Destination. Thanks so much for being on Utah Weekly Forum.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
My pleasure.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.